I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran's elections last week drew the fewest voters in the Islamic Republic's history. Out of 59 million eligible voters, less than 30 million voted. The winner was Iran's hardline judiciary chief. But Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says even politicians who advocate reform won't bring the change many Iranians want.
Even the people who call themselves reformers, they are not looking to overthrow the Islamic government. They're not looking to say, hey, the Quran is not working as a national constitution. Let's find something else. What they're really doing is looking to just change the look of things just a little bit. Let's just allow a half inch of hairline to show under our headscarf.
And so what can bring change in Iran? Only the love of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the Iranian church continues to grow day by day. TWR Africa's program, 100% Worship, will soon have a wider audience. The music and commentary program will air on a new Christian satellite network for people across the African continent to hear. Unathi Sitole, a host in the program, says TWR will change the name of the show to Worship Connection.
He said, Worship Connection sounds great and it resonates well since through worship we connect with God. And he also goes on to say that another reason that this name would be perfect for the program is that we get to hear the word of God expressed through different topics from the presenters, and the listeners get an opportunity to engage in those topics while worshiping and connecting with God and with each other.
The show will feature a wide variety of African Christian music, plus the host will interact with listeners about the issues they face in their lives every day. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today. Look for the Support M&N tab at missionnews.org for ways to help. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.